You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So within Aotearoa, racism is very much a societal problem that exists regardless of the situation. One particular area of uttermost importance is education, due to the impact it has on the young minds of this country. Recently, the Teaching Council has once again spoken out about what they're doing to change and remove racism from education, allowing for better education for our children. To understand more about the process that teaching and teachers go through, I talked to the Chief Executive of the Teaching Council, Leslie Hoskin, and started off by asking about whether this is a recent issue or something that is only just being addressed.
So, two-part question there. The first one, is it a new trend? It's an absolute no. Racism in Aotearoa, New Zealand is a societal issue, so it's institutional, it's systemic. It exists in every person, in every profession, every place. So it's not new. I think what we're trying to do to acknowledge it and stop it is some of the things that there are new, absolutely.
So why is it that now it's being addressed?
So when I just, beginning teachers coming into schools for the first time, there's about 3,000 or 4,000 of those every year. And yes, we have changed the programs. The programs haven't been renewed for about 10 years. So this was our first opportunity to look at what was needed to change in education at a system level. So that's why now. But we also have 108,000 teachers in front of kids every day today. So we have changed the new programs for teaching people how to be a teacher, and they call out more clearly and strongly the need to be able to build effective relationships, acknowledging te tiriti te o waitangi, and defining cultural competence. I would say that for all of us in this country, this is an area that we are only recently becoming very attuned to around what needs to happen to make a difference. Not to the problem, we've experienced the problem for a long time, but if you want to shift these things to have less racism and have better cultural competency, what do you actually do? And so lots of things have been tried, and this is just a progression of, as we learn our way forward, what more can we do to make a difference?
So when it comes to addressing these issues with those who are trained to be teachers and those who are already teachers, what are the differences when it comes to teaching new attitudes surrounding these issues?
Yeah, so the programs that are being designed now, and people will do their teacher training within, more clearly articulate in the design of the program the ability to understand the child and what they need, and to uphold their mana to ensure that learning can happen. You know, we don't learn from people we don't have a great relationship with, and there isn't a trusted, respected relationship. So it focuses more on what are the actual things that need to happen to build those relationships, to acknowledge where that child comes from, so their whānau, their place, and that's, you know, we're focusing on tangata whenua. And you know, wanting to honour the ability to get te tiriti right first. But of course we have a multicultural country, and so it does extend into really deeply knowing and understanding the learner and what's needed to make them successful in education. For teachers in the system, it's a little bit different, because they're not doing, you know, 3 years of deep learning around what their of a degree program. And so we've got a few different things happening for them.
What would those be when it comes to those teachers who are already teaching?
So any profession, and teachers included, have a code of professional responsibility, or code of ethics, or code of conduct. And so in there we have really clearly articulated what's expected. That's how people do their job. And then there are standards for the teaching profession, which says what do you do and what has to be included in what you do. So basically what makes up a teacher. So we've pulled out expectations of, for every teacher, what the standards say and what the code says. And that's important, because to get and to be allowed to teach in this country, you have to have a current practicing certificate. When you've finished your teacher training program, you'll become registered. And so what we've done is used every point along that pathway and asked a specific question, which does sit within the standards, but we've pulled it out and we put a spotlight on them. And so if you first time register with us, we ask you to commit to growing your knowledge and understanding of te reo me ngā tikanga Māori. And then every time you renew your certificate, your principal or your centre leader in early childhood has to endorse the fact that you have progressed that knowledge and understanding. And so that's really now, you know, it's one of the six standards, but what we're saying is that it's kind of an underserved standard, if you like. It hasn't, the competencies and capability in that space are not where they need to be for any of us. And so we just pulled it out and said, we want to really specifically understand what's happening in this space.
And is there a difficulty confronting teachers who have been or may be expressing negative racial attitudes?
I think schools and early childhood centres are a microcosm of society. And so with a very large profession, absolutely there are people who are struggling to understand what racism is and why it exists in this country. And we have quite a blame culture. And what we're trying to do at Teaching Council is to empower teachers to not look back and not be critical, but to help them and support them to see that they're change makers. They can actually learn to do this differently. In fact, I reckon they're one of the only people that can in this country because they are qualified and experienced, expert people on how to teach something. And one of the strategies in teaching is sometimes you've got to unteach. And so we've got a new program starting next year called Unteach Racism. And we've worked with the Human Rights Commission on it under their Give Nothing to Racism campaign. And what we want to do is to help teachers to reflect and to see what it is that they do or say, or their tone or their facial or their body language, all these things communicate, of course. And so by setting the expectation that every person will have to build this knowledge and understanding, by providing support and tools to help people genuinely and deeply understand what they can do differently, because at the end of the day, it might be unconscious bias from the adult, but for the child, their communication they're receiving is racism, and it hurts and it destroys the relationship. So, you know, I'm not saying we don't have racist people in this country. You know, that would be ignorant. But I think we need to have a different starting point, and that's looking forward to say, okay, how do we empower people and make it safe for them to acknowledge that it's been a gap in the past, but how do we fill that now and get a really different go forward?
Okay, so what resources are there in terms for schools when it comes to addressing racism?
So we're building on this all the time. As I say, next year we've got a program specifically for teachers that will come out called Unteach Racism. But we're not short of research papers, we're not short of strategies. You know, we have Kākitea, Tau Mai Te Reo, Tātai Ako, Tapasā for Western Pacific families. And you'll find them all over the Ministry of Education's website. There's now a whole website built for Māori medium resources, so in Te Reo Māori. You know, there's courses in universities. So I don't think we lack the resources and the tools. I think what we're lacking is, and how do you take that knowledge and bring it into action? Because we've got to change behaviours, we've got to change the way we think. This is, you know, ingrained in us. It's the, you know, systemic nature of it. And so we just want to start at a different point. I think there's really great resources for people once they realise that actually this sits in all of us, and, you know, we all need to think about, what am I seeing and what does that do in my mind, or what am I missing? And so lots and lots of resources, actually, and that's helpful because we can point to those, but first you've got to get, you know, the heart and the mind working together.
We have touched on this briefly, but what impact do these issues have on a student's ability to learn?
Well, severe. You know, the statistics in education tell a part of the story. They don't necessarily tell the why. But for Māori and Pacific kids in this education system, actually forever, their achievement results, their ability to determine success has never met the expectation, never. And so we, you know, yes, we want academic achievement, but we also want healthy and well people. And again, I come back to relationships, I come back to mana, respect, and that's where I think we've got our gap at the moment. You know, there's lots of resources, there's lots of understanding that every child needs the same opportunity and expected to achieve, but at the moment that's not true.
And finally, do you think there's any correlation between, say, school deciles and the level of negative attitudes that might come from teachers at all, or any other factors that might play into what attitudes teachers hold?
No. The decile system is about socioeconomic and about, you know, the funding that the Ministry of Education provide based on that. What we're talking about is a society that for, you know, 150 years has not learnt how to be inclusive, of how to recognise differences and appreciate the strengths in them, to acknowledge tangata whenua and the right for us, I was born in Canada, so the right for us people to live here through the you know, agreement through Te Tiriti. And so, you know, it's not based on default, it's not a funding issue. I think that these are societal, systemic issues that sit in how we've all been educated and raised through this country. And so it's in every school, it's in every centre. But these kids hit it on their way to school, you know, walking down the street, in the, on the bus, in the supermarket, in the petrol station. This is not something that is about education. I think we just have a unique opportunity to be able to really significantly change how we think.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.